وقضى ربك ألا تعبدوا إلا إياه وبالوالدين إحسانا.
Your Lord has decreed that you shall not worship anyone except Him, and He has enjoined kindness to parents.
For humanity,
سيد عبد الله الموسوي.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. Welcome, brothers, sisters, listeners, to this program for humanity. We're trying to be good humans. Throughout this show, for as long as I remember, for the few years I've been in this show, being at your service, we've spoken about so many concepts dealing with the human rights. We looked at As-Sahifa As-Sajjadiyya. We've looked at Risalat al-Huquq, the Treaties of Right. We looked at the Letter of Malik al-Ashtar. We've looked at the Human Charter of Human Rights. We've looked at a lot of things. And then we started looking at the human being himself, because we said, as long as we don't rectify and fix ourselves, then we will transgress. We will take the rights of other people. So from now on, for the next episodes or the time that I have with you, we want to look at something different. We want to look at how can I and you fix ourselves? Because the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam, in a beautiful famous hadith, he says, Al-Muslimu من سلم الناس من يده ولسانه. A Muslim, a true Muslim, is the one that people are safe from his hand and his tongue, which means no physical harm or verbal harm should come to people from him. These few words of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam encompasses every single human right that one can think of. That's it. A true Muslim is the one that people are safe from his hand and his tongue. Don't harm people physically and verbally, and the world will be a better place. That's what he's trying to say to us. So that's easy said than done. Because sometimes we harm those who are in our care, physically and emotionally, verbally. And if we have the capacity to harm those under our care, you can imagine what we could do to people who are not in our care. From here, the science of morals and ethics created an entire chapter called Tazkiyatun Nafs, or Tazkiya wa Ma'rifatun Nafs, purification and understanding the nafs, the self. Because unless we understand who we are, what makes us who we are, and how we can cleanse and purify ourselves, no one is going to be safe from our hands and our words. So from here, we come to understand that we need to go through the process of tazkiyah, of cleansing ourselves, for the purpose of us first going to heaven. Obviously, ultimately, that's the desired goal, and also for the safety of people around us. In the same way that we take care of our body, we take care of our health, we only eat that which is good, that which is not expired, that which saves me from diseases. And when I feel a disease, I will run to the doctor. And when I feel pain, I go to the doctor. We need to do the same thing when it comes to ourselves. That shouldn't be neglected. In the same way you take care of your body and you make sure it is healthy, you need to take care of your inner self. You need to take care of your soul, if we can say that. Because we have a difference between a soul and self. And nafs wa ruh, two different things. But sometimes we use them trying to mean one thing. Let us take a short break and then we will continue.
Dear listeners, you are listening to the Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran. You can send us your emails, comments, and questions at englishradio@irib.ir.
Welcome back, brothers and sisters, and you are listening to the program for humanity. So we were saying that a person needs to purify and cleanse himself. Why? Because it is for his best interest in this world and in the hereafter. In the same way we take care of our body and we make sure it's safe from diseases and what have you, we need to make sure that the soul and the self is also free from any diseases, like the moral vices that we've been discussing over and over and over. These are vices, these are diseases of the soul that we need to get rid of. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, in a beautiful hadith, he says, أَجِبْتُ لِمَنْ يَحْتَمِي مِنَ الطَّعَامِ مَخَافَةَ الدَّاءِ لَا يَحْتَمِي مِنَ الذُّنُوبِ مَخَافَةَ النَّارِ. It's like, I'm amazed to a person who protects himself when it comes to food. He doesn't eat anything that's expired, anything that's rotten, anything that's bad. Why? Because he's afraid that he might get sick, he might get poisoned or what have you. But when it comes to sins, he doesn't care. He does not fear the heel, the hair, fire, or the hereafter and the fire. لَا يَحْتَمِ مِنَ الذُّنُوبِ مَخَافَةَ النَّارِ. So I'm afraid I get sick, but I'm not afraid I'm going to get burned. He says, I am amazed at such people. And sometimes this is me and you in our daily life. We care about our body and our health. We care about our looks. And I've seen people that they care about their looks and how they look and how they appear. But when it comes to their akhlaq, it is the worst. They're good looking in the outside. They look clean. They look nice. They look fresh. They look, they smell good. You speak to them for 2 minutes and you see the ugliness of their akhlaq, the ugliness of their morals and ethics, the foul words, the abusive words, how should I describe it? I'm pretty sure you've been through these people. And sometimes these are the ones that are closest to you, family members, and you move up. And the minute you talk to them, you're as if you are talking to a fierce lion. They just want to rip you apart. So the Prophet says, it really amazes me that this person would care about himself, his body and his looks and everything. But when it comes to Jahannam, to fire, he doesn't take care of himself. So from here we understand that in order for us to save ourselves from hellfire, by not harming ourselves and harming other people, we have to be true Muslims. We have to be those who the Prophet says, do not harm people with their words and with their hands. And that begins by tazkiyatun nafs, working on ourselves and trying to purify ourselves. And that is the number one reason that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala decided, or he ordained, or he decreed that he will send the prophets to do what? To help people purify themselves and become better people. That is the number one reason of why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent the messengers. A topic, inshallah, we will discuss in the next episode. Thank you for listening. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
اللهم صل وسلم على الرسول وآل النبي العظيم.